Mia Farrow defends Hunter Biden after Trump calls out Biden family corruption during debate. By BenQ on October 22, 2020. Actress Mia Farrow defended Hunter Biden, the embattled son of Joe Biden, just as President Donald Trump was laying out allegations of Biden family corruption during Thursday's night presidential debate. Farrow listed various prominent professional positions that Hunter has held over the course of his life, just as Trump accused Joe of using his position when he was vice president to benefit financially. Indeed, Trump raised the recent emergence of a laptop from hell containing emails indicating that Joe Biden had met with his son's foreign business partners, despite Biden previous claiming that he hadn't talked to his son Hunter about his various business deals. Farrow responded to the claim by listing where Hunter Biden went to school and worked, presumably in an attempt to prove that he is both a successful and ethical businessman. Hunter Biden is a graduate of Yale Law School and worked at a major bank holding company where he rose to the rank of exec vice president, she said in a tweet. He also served in the United States Department of Commerce, focusing on e-commerce. A former business partner of Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, corroborated what the emails on Hunter's laptop suggest, that he and his father pursued a business venture with a Chinese company. Farrow also attempted to defend Biden against suggestions from Trump that Biden had exaggerated his connection to the state of Pennsylvania, one of the key battlegrounds in the path to any electoral college victory. Joe lived in Scranton until he was 11. His dad suffered financial setbacks and the family lived with Biden's maternal grandparents for a time, she wrote. When Biden's father could not find steady work, they moved to Wilmington, Delaware. Joe Sr. became a successful used car salesman. The 75-year-old actress is one of Hollywood's most vicious critics of the president, often floating wild conspiracy theories about his behavior. Earlier this month, Farrow suggested that Trump may have been faking his diagnosis with the Chinese coronavirus as an excuse to pull out of the election and while saving face instead of losing to Biden. In August, Farrow also compared the audience present for Trump's speech at the White House to accept the Republican presidential nomination to the People's Temple cult that committed mass suicide in Jonestown in 1978 because of the supposed lack of preventive measures against the pandemic. This crown, packed together obit, sick, no masks brings to mind Jonestown, an adoring cult waiting for Jim Jones to appear, she wrote at the time. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.